243 million years ago, flowering plants lived in warm tropical climates. Since then, they've spread across the planet into much harsher places. George Washington University ecologist Amy Zan and her colleagues wanted to understand how the plants survived in a colder environment. They identified three traits that helped them do that: dropping their leaves before the winter chill, narrowing the cells that transport water from the roots to the leaves, and dying back to the ground and resprouting from their roots or seeds in the spring.
The next bit was we wanted to not just look at where species are today and whether they're seeing freezing or not, but to try to understand the evolution of these characteristics and the order of the evolution of those characteristics or those traits.
To do that, the researchers constructed the largest ever time-scaled evolutionary tree of 32,000 plant species. They then compared the emergence of those adaptive traits with big changes in the Earth climate to reconstruct how plants evolved with the cold as they spread across the globe.
And we saw that for all three of the traits, there was a really strong support for finding a shift into freezing and also a shift in the trait. And so to tough it out and deal with the cold, what they did was they made these narrower pipes so that they wouldn't get these air bubbles that block the water through the stem, so they could maintain that stem by keeping the small pipes. Or what they did was they dropped their leaves so they didn't have to keep the leaves from year to year. Or the third thing they did was they avoided or hid from the cold altogether by becoming herbaceous.
Herbaceous plants have leaves and stems that die back to the ground in winter. Zan says one of the most significant findings was that the changes occurred even before the plant's range extended into colder environments.
And so what we found was that plants, before they even confronted the cold, they typically already had skinnier pipes and they already had become herbaceous. So they responded already to some other pressure. So maybe it was dry environments or something like that. And that these characteristics, these traits, were really useful for then dealing with the cold. So they went into the cold well-armed with handling those cold temperatures.
Zan and her team also plan to study plants in warm or dry environments. The study suggests that modern flowering plants, trees, and agricultural crops may not have the traits or the time needed to respond to rapid human-induced climate change. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.